Milwaukee police say a 39-year-old African-American man, Christopher McGee, was shot to death last Saturday. Police have said little about the case, except that an investigation is ongoing. In Kenosha last Saturday, police say 31-year-old Terriana Cecil, an African-American woman, was killed when a man came into a bar and started shooting at someone else. A 24-year-old African-American, M.L. Dale, has been charged in the death in what law enforcement says may have been part of a long-running dispute. At a Justice Department ceremony this week, marking the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, Milwaukee Urban League President Ralph Holman said society must find a way to stop the gun violence involving young black men.
We must reach our young men and show them that there are alternatives to guns, violence, and premature death. If we're not vigilant in these areas, if we do not maximize our resources and work together on these issues, we will not be successful in preserving the progress, the legacy of this historic Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Holman says leaders have to continue to try to get young people to understand the importance of getting a good education and help the unemployed receive job training. The third gun homicide of the last 7 days was in Kenosha, where police say an elderly Caucasian couple, Ronald and Nancy Myers, died as part of a murder-suicide pact. The Myers had been married for 57 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.